Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley will join us in 1 hour from now. Dale, of course, hails from Washington, D.C. He is the past host of a special show on Israel entitled Focus on Israel, which in over a 20-year period of time was to be heard at WFAX 1220 AM up in Washington, D.C. It's not there anymore, for reasons that relate to the ongoing work and machinations of the Israeli lobby. The good news is we can bring Dale Crowley into this radio format and make sure that he stays in constant touch with his old audience, as well as the new audience that I'm sure he's going to be developing for this broadcast on an ongoing basis, simply because of the things that he brings to the forefront in this whole question of what our policy should be in the Middle East and why Protestant evangelicals should not theologically be in support of the agenda of John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio and his so-called Christians United for Israel organization. As I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast this morning, I happened to be driving home early last night from downtown San Antonio, where I had briefly put in an appearance at a another location in town. And in going by the Alamo, saw the Texans for Peace organization and their rally against the war in Iraq that was taking place in front of the most recognizable landmark in the city of San Antonio. And I stopped and chatted with these folks for a few minutes, managed to distribute some articles on what I had said about Rudolph Giuliani for the American Free Press, as well as to give people copies of what Mark Glenn has said on the USS Liberty tragedy. I wonder how many of the folks there in that crowd last night know anything at all about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Have absolutely no idea, but I suspect it's probably a fairly small percentage. Now, I happen to have five or six copies of these articles, mine as well as Mark Glenn's. Hopefully those articles made their way into the hands of the right people, hopefully are making the rounds among a few additional folks this morning. I did subsequently establish email contact with the lady who is the press secretary of Texans for Peace. And we're trying to work on a deal that would bring their executive director and founder on this show. I was also able to send her some online offerings of things that I have posted at Al Bawaba, as well as to direct her to other things that are written by the various writers of the American Free Press that can be found online, as well as her entry into the world of Internet broadcasting through the Republic Broadcasting Network. She was especially interested to hear that Ray McGovern had been on this show yesterday. He, of course, is with Veterans for Sanity, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, VIPS. That organization also sports such people as Philip Giraldi of Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity is trying to call the government back from these currently disastrous policies that have led us down this wrong road in the Middle East. And folks, as we look at this entire situation in which we find ourselves today, I've said it before and I'll say it again. When we oppose certain things and do so correctly, we need to understand the larger philosophical base from which we operate. In the case of the old American right, it becomes abundantly clear that we oppose this war in the Middle East principally because of our constitutional dedication. We understand that the Leviathan state abroad is the same government that is an oppressive state at home, and that the war in Iraq should not be seen in isolation from issues of the Federal Reserve Board and funny money, from direct federal income taxation on American citizens, and the whole attempts on the part of the state to create a Leviathan central domestic surveillance operation. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Using the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley will be up at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Of course, Dale is a longtime broadcaster with WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, D.C. His Focus on Israel show is something that in its own way will be repristinated on this broadcast in the last hour every Wednesday, as Dale Crowley covers those things with me that he considers to be of central importance to us in the days ahead. And, of course, I've been talking throughout the broadcast about last night's Texans for Peace rally in front of the Alamo that was protesting our present policy in the Middle East and in Iraq. I think that that is a correct thing for people to be involved in that peacefully, which is what these people were doing last night. I did not see any behavior going on there last night that would be described as indecent or unlawful. So these folks are simply exercising their First Amendment rights, in my view. Having said that, I think it is important to emphasize, as we said throughout the broadcast, that those of us on the constitutional right who oppose this war need to make very clear what our overarching view is of the world that and of our Constitution that has forced us to the conclusion that this present military involvement is all wrong. That is legitimate, folks, and I think we need to make very, very clear where we can participate with and cooperate with our counterparts on the left in opposition to this war, and where we continue to have serious philosophical differences of opinion with them. And again, as I've said ongoingly, the people on the left who oppose this war and who do so with a great deal of integrity, I respect. And yet, nonetheless, I would say as a member of the constitutional right that their overarching faith in big government and an activist government, both in regard to foreign policy as well as domestic, has something to do, in my view, with what has presently happened in regard to this tragedy of the Middle East. You know, you can't trust government in some areas, folks, when it goes beyond the enumerated powers of the Constitution. You can't say that those are good things in some areas and not in others. Once government oversteps its constitutional bounds, as our founding fathers understood that, then there are going to be problems in the days ahead. That's, again, why I think this Ron Paul presidential candidacy is so important, because he's talking about the right issues, not simply the war. But the war is a part of a seamless garment of issues that goes back to what we fundamentally believe about the Constitution of this country and the enumerated powers. If we were to take Ron Paul's philosophical worldview and apply it across the board, we would be pulling the plug on the Federal Reserve Board. We would be pulling the plug on direct federal income taxation of American citizens. We would be pulling the plug on this business of running trade and budget deficits every year that are record-setting on a continual basis. We would be pulling the plug on borrowing billions and billions of dollars from foreign banks to finance not simply this insane war in the Middle East, but other projects as well. We would be pulling the plug on federal subsidies for the abortion industry and pulling the plug on federal subsidies for all kinds of things that might be at one level more laudable than the abortion industry is, but nonetheless are not things that the federal government of the United States constitutionally has any business being directly involved with. If we understood that as Ron Paul understands that, and had we applied that litmus test across the board, we would not be in Iraq today. We would not have supported the creation of the Zionist State of Israel, in my judgment, in 1947 and 1948. We would not be dealing with the massive character of the cultural decline that we've witnessed in this country since the 1960s. We would not be awash in red ink, either private or public. And I think would be a far more civil country, a far more civil country in terms of political and cultural and theological discourse. Would it be that we could return to that again? The beginning of that, it seems to me, is to be supporting Mr. Paul and what he's doing. So let's take a very, very close look at these constitutional policies of Ron Paul, which I think in the main are the correct policies, and say up front that we are going to oppose those things that the Constitution of this country mandates that we oppose. Mark Glenn informs me, by the way, that there is a very, very significant conference that's going to be coming up. He has sent me some information on this by email. I'm going to speak in generalities. Aha, here it is from Mark Glenn. There is going to be a No More Wars for Israel conference. By the way, I'm going to be a speaker at that conference. That's not the reason I'm promoting it. I would be promoting it if I wasn't there. But this conference is going to involve several other people who've been on this show and a whole host of folks when you go down the list of real giants. This is going to be taking place on the weekend of October 12th through 14th, which is the traditional Columbus Day weekend. On October 12th through the 14th, patriots from around the world will be gathering in Southern California to call for an end to the endless wars being waged, and yet more planned if the neocons get their way, in the Middle East by the United States. sacrificing the lives of our sons and daughters, all for the sake of a worthless, parasitic, and terrorist nation by the name of Israel, and at the behest of their powerful lobby here in Washington, D.C. Mark Glenn says that now is the time to stand up and let your voices be heard before our out-of-control president and the Israeli moles who encircle and advise him begin what very well may be World War III by attacking the peaceful nation of Iran, again for the sake of the cancer in the Middle East known as Israel. This one-of-a-kind and important conference, says Mark, will be held in Orange County, California, minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and 30 minutes from LAX. Friday evening, the 12th, a cocktail meet-and-greet party will kick off the weekend's events, which will include a banquet dinner on Saturday evening and breakfast on Sunday morning. Confirmed speakers. These are the confirmed speakers for the conference. Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, AFP correspondent, author, and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, author and AFP correspondent Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, Father Christopher Hunter, author and longtime anti-Zionist activist, vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr., longtime patriot, nationalist activist, and AFP correspondent Ralph Forbes, John DeNugent, the contributing editor for the Barnes Review, Margaret Huffstickler, the contributing editor and translator for the Barnes Review, 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, who will discuss her ongoing lawsuit and the efforts of judicial criminals to silence her, European-American activist Stan Hess, Deidre Fields, South African pro-white activist, writer, and political analyst. These are just a few of the weekend's speakers. More will be announced in the weeks to come. Reserve your place now. Reserve your place now, says Mark Glenn, for this history-making conference, and be among the number of your fellow patriots who are saying with one voice, no more wars for Israel. No more wars for Israel. Hotel rooms are $109 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person, couples $195, student discounts available. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. Mark's mailing address is Box 27, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. That is Mark Glenn, Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. Also visit nomorewarsforisrael.wordpress.com on the net. That's www.nomorewarsforisrael.wordpress.com. Folks, again, this is absolutely essential that people understand, in my view at least, and in Mark Glenn's view, that the central core reason why we are in this mess in the Middle East is, in fact, Israel. Is Israel and America's support of Israel, as that has been constituted since 1948. If we are going to oppose this war, we need to oppose it cohesively and coherently from a philosophical vantage point. We need to understand how we got into this mess to begin this and how we should get out of it. And unless we come to grips with the facts of this matter, we're going to be flailing around in water. What is behind this Middle Eastern catastrophe? What is behind the movement in this country toward a new world order? What is behind the cultural decline in the land? All of these things coalesce, folks. It's Israel, stupid. It's Israel. Now, that's the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's going to be held October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. And again, there's an impressive list of speakers. And Mark Glenn, of course, is handling this whole thing in regard to the finances and the logistics of it. You can reach Mark Glenn at Post Office Box 27, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. You can also visit www.nomorewarsforisrael.wordpress.com. I will be getting the word out on this in the days ahead around the world that this thing is going to take place, because I think it's going to be that important a gathering. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined by Dale Crowley at 9 a.m. coming to us from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Make it to the bell, but there is
back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. will join us this morning at 9 o'clock Central Time. Dale, of course, will be talking about many of the same types of issues that he was covering for 20 years at WFAX 1220 AM up in Washington on his Focus on Israel show. This then gets us back to Jeannie Conti's article in the current culture wars of Dr. E. Michael Jones. That's the July-August 2007 edition. And this very, very fine essay is entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. When we were looking at this article this morning, I had quoted from the article as it speaks about Professor Joseph Levine, the professor of philosophy at The Ohio State University. Dr. Levine, presumably based upon his last name, is Jewish. He said in a 2002 article published in the Columbus Dispatch, quote, with more than $3 billion per year, now $5 billion, of U.S. taxpayer money going to support the occupation, meaning the Israeli occupation of Palestine, it is especially incumbent on American Jews to speak up and demand a cessation of U.S. economic and diplomatic support for Israel until it finally agrees to abide by international law. That is, quit the settlements, withdraw to the pre-1967 borders, and deal justly with the Palestinian refugees. But what must be kept in focus is that the root of the violence is the occupation. The root of the violence is the occupation, not blind hatred or ethnic religious warfare, unquote. To many, says Jeannie Conti, the background of the Middle East conflict is hopelessly muddled. The situation Dr. John Quigley, the law professor at Ohio State University, addresses in an article in the Hastings International and Comparative Law Review of 2005, when Dr. Quigley explains how, after World War I, British colonial powers promoted Jewish migration to the area, quote, even though this migration threatened the exercise of self-determination by the predominantly Arab population of Palestine. Then after World War II, the United Nations placed the imperative of relocating Jewish people displaced by the Holocaust above the international legal rights of the Palestinian people. The 1967 hostilities represented aggression on Israel's part. The 1967 hostilities represented aggression on Israel's part, unquote. In that regard, I would just interject a brief editorial comment. What Dr. John Quigley, the law professor at The Ohio State University, says mirrors exactly what Ray McGovern said yesterday on the show. In 1967, hostilities were begun, not by the Arabs, but by Israel. Jeannie Conti then goes on to say that the fact that much of the world felt sorrow for what happened to the Jews in World War II allowed them to take a land that did not belong to them, Palestine. Over the course of the next generation, the Palestinians became treated by the Zionist Jews with American and other Western help in much the same manner as the Jews were treated by the Gestapo. Many Christian fundamentalists today, including high government officials, believe that God promised Palestine to the Jews and justify their support of what Israel is doing by appealing to the Old Testament, claiming that God apparently allowed the killing of entire nations. It would never condone what is happening to the Palestinians today. They also ignore the fact that many Palestinians are fellow Christians. Two of the worst examples, Jeannie Conti says, of this Judaizing proof texting are Senator James Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, and Representative Dick Armey, Republican from Texas, claiming that, quote, God appeared to Abraham and said, I am giving you this land, the West Bank. Inhofe continues, this is not a political battle at all. It is a contest over whether or not the word of God is true, unquote. Professor Atta scoffs at this kind of exegesis, quote, Inhofe must have got it wrong. Paul wrote that the Holy Land was promised to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their descendants. These are those who have been living in the Holy Land for thousands of years, unquote. Atta then quotes Representative Dick Armey, who claims, quote, I'm content to have Israel grab the entire West Bank. I happen to believe that the Palestinians should leave, unquote, a view which Atta correctly calls ethnic cleansing. Strangely, Dr. Atta continues, they, the religious right, find the liberation of Iraqis from a vile dictator just, but do not find it unjust for us to be under military occupation for decades and decades, unquote. According to Yonah Shimron, an Israeli who writes for the News and Observer of North Carolina, Some of his readers visited what he calls some living stones, Christian Arabs, who never left the Holy Land or the faith they inherited from 2,000 years ago. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley joins us at 9. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley, Jr. will hook up with me at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time, from Washington, D.C. Dale, of course, for 20 years at WFAX AM 1220 up there in the D.C. Beltway area, had a program entitled Focus on Israel. Folks, it seems to me that the focus is once again on Israel as we move closer and closer to events that suggest that we may well be in a full-blown Third World War in the next year or two or three if things do not change and change very quickly. How do we arrive at this point? Some of that is covered in this very fine essay this month in Culture Wars, the July-August 2007 edition, in an essay entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East by Jeannie Conti of Columbus, Ohio. And she goes on to say that this Yonat Shimron, this Israeli who writes for the News and Observer of North Carolina, indicates that some of his readers visited what he calls some living stones, Christian Arabs who never left the Holy Land or the faith they inherited from 2,000 years ago. He says this ancient community, whose ancestors converted to Christianity during Jesus' time, are now experiencing extreme hardship, unquote. He goes on to say that Christians make up only about 2% of the total population of the Holy Land today, compared with about 20% at the beginning of the 1900s. In other Middle Eastern countries where a population census is hard to come by, the situation is similarly dire, unquote. Jeannie Conti then continues by saying that innocent Christians of the Middle East are targets of our war on terrorism because they share the name Palestinian. They are among those cast off in the U.S. as Palestinian terrorists, quote-unquote, although nothing could be further from the truth. In order, however, to deal with terrorism in the Holy Lands, we need to understand its cause. To wage a war against terrorism, says Jeannie Conti, the Bush administration needs to first find the cause of the problem before planning a cure. A nation cannot successfully fight a war on terrorism without knowing its cause. Dr. Quigley wrote in his Identifying the Origins of Anti-American Terrorism, published in the Florida Law Review in 2006, quote, if terrorism is to be addressed rationally, its origins must be determined, unquote. He further explains, quote, the current war on terrorism will fail unless the United States changes its policies in the Middle East. The cause of international terrorism is the history of heavy-handed self-interest in Western and in particular U.S. intervention in Middle Eastern affairs, unquote. The remedy, he says, listen to this, Mr. Giuliani, the remedy, Dr. Quigley says, quote, is for the United States to change its policies in the Middle East and toward the Muslim world. If terrorism is to be addressed rationally, its origins must be determined, unquote. Quote, the ones who cause terror, unquote, said a friend who was only expressing an opinion widely held in the Middle East, are, quote, the ones who drop bombs on innocent people, killing them, and dropping brightly colored cluster bombs that don't explode in the first impact, but lie around attracting little children and then explode. These are the terrorists, unquote. During the 2002 Israeli incursions into the gentle town of Bethlehem, says Jeannie Conti, where our Lord was born, I received an urgent email from my friend, a young Palestinian Christian. She wrote, quote, we are so afraid. They are bombing us. The bombs are exploding everywhere, and we don't know what to do. My sister's leg is injured and bleeding, and we have no water, and the ambulances aren't allowed to come. I'm so scared, unquote. That was the last time, says Jeannie Conti, that I heard from her. She felt terror. It is well known to Palestinians that the planes and bombs that attacked them were made in America. In considering some statistics of late 2006 in Iraq, says Ms. Conti, almost the same number of Iraqis died in Baghdad in 1 month alone, 2,667 just in September of 2006, as the total number, 2,787 at that time, of U.S. combatants in the 3 years since the war began. Can we wonder why they hate us so? Actually, Hitler said the same thing as Bush when he went into other countries making war, quote, we come to liberate you, unquote. He killed and tortured. We went into Iraq looking for weapons of mass destruction, which we never found. We took with us our own weapons of mass destruction, and we've been using them there ever since. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice recently told the Syrians that Washington wants Damascus to do more to seal its borders and stop foreign fighters from entering Iraq. Is it possible that she does not understand that our presence in Iraq is creating terrorists who will haunt us and our children's children far beyond our lifetimes. Those whose loved ones suffer and die at the hands of invaders are so deeply grieved and enraged and so helpless in their lack of ability as a people to resist that in ultimate frustration some turn to terrorist acts as what they see as their only option in a war in which there can be no winners. We cannot condone terrorism, says Gini Conti, but it is so very important that we understand its cause. It is only by understanding that cause that something can be done to help. In the meantime, the Christians of the Middle East are trapped between warring factions. They are horrified and vilified, yet also deeply saddened and frustrated because their fellow Christians outside of the Holy Lands do not seem to care. Many Americans, says Ms. Conti, feel that we are in Iraq to either avenge 9/11 or prevent further 9/11s from happening, even though the Iraqis had nothing to do with the World Trade Center bombings. The real perpetrators of the first World Trade Center bombing claim that the attack came in response for America's political, economic, and military support for the State of Israel. Quote, "The American people must know that their civilians who got killed are not better than those who were getting killed by the American weapons and support," unquote. Similarly, Osama bin Laden claimed he orchestrated the attacks because of injustices against the Lebanese and Palestinians by Israel and the United States. How can one defend America from further such attacks, Ms. Conti says, without acknowledging the real cause and considering in humility what the U.S. might have done in the causing of such hatred to have precipitated these attacks? According to the Washington Report, our aid to Israel amounts to close to $84,854,827,200 since 1948 and counting. This amounts to a total U.S. taxpayer cost per Israeli of about $23,240. Every day, she says, we give $7 million to the Israeli government and military, and yet we have given nothing to the Palestinians for the past year. Money was finally released in an announcement Monday, June 18, 2007, to moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas by the Bush administration after a broad takeover of Gaza and parts of the West Bank by Hamas. Quite possibly, says Ms. Conti, these monies are too little too late, as it has been almost impossible for Abbas to retain control with a destitute government. Typically, Israel offered to consider, quote-unquote, releasing a, quote, portion, unquote, of $500 million in Palestinian taxes collected by Israel and impounded. In the mission statement of If Americans Knew, Ms. Conti says that they state that, quote, Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. aid in the entire world. It receives more aid than that given to all the countries of sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean put together. Israel receives over $10 million per day from the United States, unquote. In his book, The Struggle Against Terrorism, Dr. Mazen B. Kumzia tells that, quote, in Palestine, the enduring illegal Israeli occupation and violence against the natives would have collapsed long ago were it not for U.S. backing. We give Israel, which represents about 0.1% of the world population, 33% of our foreign aid, $100 billion in direct aid transferred over the past 30 years, and much more indirectly, unquote. Ms. Conti says that the figures vary depending on the sources, but no one is denying that enormous amounts of money have flowed from America to Israel, where it gets used to support Israeli terrorist attacks against Catholics and other fellow Christians, as well as to many other innocents. The fact remains that our aid to Israel is enormous, and our aid to the suffering Palestinians is nil. This because the U.S. government claims that Palestinians are quote-unquote terrorists. Professor Stephen Zunis, teacher of politics at the University of San Francisco, said in a recent article, quote, total U.S. aid to Israel is approximately one-third of the American foreign aid budget. Even though Israel comprises just 0.01% of the world's population and already has one of the world's higher per capita incomes. Indeed, Israel's gross national product is higher than the combined GNP of Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, the West Bank, and Gaza. With a per capita income of about $14,000, Israel ranks as the 16th wealthiest country in the world. Israelis enjoy a higher per capita income than oil-rich Saudi Arabia, unquote. So says Ms. Conti. So why the aid, and what are the Israelis doing with all of that money? The why is the hard part. The what is that they use it in their ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from the land they took from them. In the beginning of this conflict, she says, when the Zionists began their taking of the land, if the Arabs resisted, as freedom fighters resist those who wish to take their land and homes and threaten their families, they were turned anti-Semitic. And if the resistance made use of weapons, they were termed terrorists. The term continues to this day in the press in the United States, but not in the other Western countries. Let's look at the statistics on the dead, says Ms. Conte, and injured since the Second Intifada, which began when Ariel Sharon attacked the Palestinians first with threats and then by firing live ammunition into a crowd of children who were throwing rocks. Wikipedia states that between September the 29th, 2000, when the Second Intifada began, and 2006, over 4,000 Palestinians and 1,000 Israelis have been killed. The website of If Americans Knew offers the following statistics on this conflict between Palestinians and Israelis since September the 29th, 2000. Quote, 926 Palestinian children have been killed versus 118 Israeli children. 31,302 Palestinians have been injured versus 7,633 Israelis. 4,080 Palestinians have been killed versus 1,021 Israeli. 4,170 Palestinian homes have been demolished by Israelis versus zero Israeli homes demolished by Palestinians. Over 60 UN resolutions have targeted Israel for human rights violations, while none have targeted Palestine. Israel has over 233 Jewish-only settlements on Palestinian territory, while Palestine has none on Israeli territory. 9,599 Palestinians are currently imprisoned by Israel versus one Israeli held by Palestinians. Washington Report tells us that, quote, since the beginning of the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories in 1967, over 650,000 Palestinians have been detained by Israel. This forms approximately 20% of the total Palestinian population in the occupied Palestinian territories, unquote. These are the people picked up, says Jeannie Conti, by the Israeli military and taken into custody without due process of law. They are not told why. Their families seldom are able to determine their fate. As one Israeli-Palestinian told me, quote, they take our men and boys under threat of death to their prisons, and they throw away the key, unquote. It is a known fact and admitted that force and pressure is used against them. With these facts known, who are the terrorists? And why has our press not told us these facts so well known elsewhere? Before I understood what was happening, says Ms. Conte, as I walked the Via Dolorosa with friends, our hands folded in prayer, a few Palestinian youngsters ran alongside us beating tin cans with sticks, trying to drown out our prayers. I've never seen such hatred as that in their eyes as they shouted at us in Arabic. I only knew a little Arabic, but it seemed just what I wanted to say. Quote, peace, peace, please peace be upon you, unquote. I kept repeating it over and over as I looked into their eyes. Strangely, I felt an overwhelming love for them. They were hurting deeply and terribly. They began nudging each other, pointing toward me, then walking away. All but one, said Miss Conti. This little boy with fierceness ran right in front of me, brandishing his fists as words in Arabic spewed forth his rage. Suddenly I knew why, and later the guide corroborated it. This boy's father, brothers, and uncles were either in Israeli prisons with no charges and no hope for release, or had been killed by Israelis bearing U.S.-made guns. I was the enemy, said Miss Conti. His family and his life were in shambles. His hatred knew no end. And I recalled in the not-too-distant past in Chechnya, people gathered in a building hoping to be safe from their enemies. The world watched on television. I prayed, feeling the horror of it. They waited, huddled in terror. Then it happened. They were all killed. This memory washed over me, she said, when our planes bombed a theater in Iraq, mistakenly believing that Saddam might have been there. Bush's informers told him so. But Saddam was not there. But our bomb killed everyone in a building full of innocent civilians, and the killing goes on. How can their families not detest us, as well as others throughout Iraq? Is it wrong to wonder if Afghanistan and its peoples were ravaged by war in our search again for one person, Osama bin Laden? An estimated 654,965 more Iraqis, men, women, and children, have died than would have died under pre-war circumstances since the U.S. invasion began in March of 2003 through autumn of 2006, according to a survey by Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. The survey compared mortality rates before and after the invasion at 47 randomly chosen areas in Iraq. These figures are well above the normal pre-war death rate. Deaths have doubled since the invasion, creating close to 500 dying there each day. And regarding the monetary cost of the Iraq War, according to the Columbus Dispatch of May 2nd, it has cost close to $500 billion to date, 10 times more than Bush told us that he expected when he launched the invasion. The understanding of it all, says Jeannie Conti, the whys and wherefores are imperative if there is ever to be an end to terrorism, which seems to be the legacy which the Bush administration will pass on not only to us, but to our grandchildren's grandchildren. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. joins me from Washington, D.C. in approximately 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Yeah. We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley will be on with us in just a few minutes from Washington, D.C. I cannot emphasize strongly enough to you how I feel about Dale Crowley. I've known him for a very short period of time, but I've actually known him for a much longer period of time in regard to reading his articles in the Lutheran Daily Christian News. Dale Crowley is a giant, folks, and I mean a giant. Somebody that's been at this business, this truth business, for a lot longer than I have been, both as a pastor as well as a very fine political commentator. For 20 years up there at WFAX-AM in Washington, D.C., Dale Crowley was promoting his Focus on Israel show. That is to their detriment that he's no longer there. It is an asset to us that we've got him. Got him for 1 hour every Wednesday from here on out, the last hour of the show. Look forward to hearing from this very fine, very good, and very great man on an ongoing basis. You can find his website at www.crowleysfocusonisrael.org, I believe. I believe that that's .org. This is, again, the time in the broadcast when I ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need you, and we need you now. Please contact us at 1-800-724-2719. 1-800-724-2719. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Again, send us your gifts, continue to pray for us, tell your family members and friends about this network, as I was doing last night in front of the Alamo for a very brief period of time with a number of folks representing TexansForPeace.org. I made it very clear to them where I was coming from ideologically in regard not simply to this war but a whole host of other things, and was urging them to read the American Free Press materials that I distributed to a few of the folks who were gathered down there last night. Those materials included not simply my own first front-page post for AFP recently on Rudolph Giuliani and his false alliance with the Christian right, but I was suggesting that the war on terror is in a new and demonic way being linked to the war on the unborn that's been going on since 1973. I'm sure that there may be people for the Texans for Peace organization that don't want to hear about that linkage, but I made it very clear at the same time that that's where I was coming from, and that to the extent that we could cooperate with some of these fine folks in regard to the war, that that was certainly very fine and very legitimate, but that they needed to understand my own Christian and constitutional perspective as one who is a part of the old American right. Folks, it's also time to ask you to support the American Free Press. 1-888-699-NEWS is a way to get a hold of those fine folks up there in Washington, D.C. Become a subscriber. Buy their very fine books in the book division with Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Matthias Chang. Support those folks at AFP to the extent that you can. They're America's last real newspaper, just as the Republic Broadcasting Network just might be America's last real radio station. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley steps up to the plate with us at 9 o'clock in the morning, coming to us from the nation's capital, the Beltway, Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
It's true.